Mr. Brian Bulaga.
Not sure who had more technical issues today, him or me, but always great to catch up with him. Tausch, in an effort to get back somewhat on the clock, what's your concern level with Darian Kennard and J-Mo, Jordan Morgan, likely, not for certain, but likely to be replacing Zach Tom at right tackle with Kennard and J-Mo replacing Aaron Banks at left guard, right tackle, left guard, I should say. What's your concern level for tomorrow night?
Pretty high. I don't know Washington's, defensive prowess. They obviously shut the Giants down, but the Giants stink. So I don't know how much stock I take in that, but I kind of said all throughout this training camp and preseason that, as long as Elgton Jenkins can play center, I felt pretty good. You could, with the depth and with what Jordan Morgan has been able to do, you feel like, all right, if one guy goes down for a little bit, you can plug and play. I don't feel great about Kennard if he needs to be in there for an extended period of time, but he's a young player, and everybody needs to get an opportunity. And, Brian just broke down the film and said that he looked pretty smooth, and at the end of a game, it's a lot easier to play than it is in the beginning. But two guys being out, and you're, what's the math on that, 40% of your line, that's a lot, and that's a big concern. So I am concerned. I think the fact that it's a short week and you have your two of your highest paid guys not playing, potentially, you're not going to be a better football team that night. So hopefully one of them can go, give it a go, and if one has to miss, you plug and play Jordan Morgan in that spot and then get these guys ready to go. I'm not as concerned as I would be in the old days, because this team is going to be driven by its defense. And offensively, I think you don't need to be the scoring 30-plus points team that maybe we always felt like we had to be, or at least upper 20s. You're going to win games a lot differently this year than I think what we've seen in the past. And if a couple of injuries set you back a little bit on offense, I don't think that's something in the past that would be insurmountable. I don't feel that way after watching 1 week of football.
I want to get into the extension for Christian Watson is official, and you pointed this out while we were dealing with our issues early on. I'm a little surprised by some of the negative reaction to it. I want to get into that coming up, but we never have any negative reaction when it comes to Quick Trip. I was there again last night after I got done at my concession stand shift. It's always got something that you're ready to enjoy.
Well, in this fall, the Gatorade border battle is on at Quick Trip. Are you team purple or green and gold proud? Well, either way, you can score the ultimate fan experience. Two turf suite tickets to the Week 18 Vikings-Packers showdown at U.S. Bank Stadium. Plus, you get a $250 Quick Trip gift card. Buy any Gatorade with your Quick Rewards account and earn bonus fan zone points. Packers, Vikings, let the Quick Trip Gatorade border battle begin. No purchase is necessary. Head over to quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. When life is busy, make it easy with order ahead in the Quick Rewards app. You can pick your favorites, the fried chicken, the pizza, the take-home meals, whatever it might be. You can do that all the way through September 9th through September 22nd. The boneless pork loin chops are only 99 cents. That's a heck of a deal. Bananas, jumbo onions, and baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. And that Quickery bread, two loaves for $4. Quick Trip's got you covered, and we'll see you next time.
James in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. Congrats, Kitten Watson. Maybe next season will be the first time you'll play more than you miss from injury. We will address...
Not nice.
James, and we got a lot of kittens at our house. Kittens are tougher than you think. We will get into that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Get back to Christian Watson. I want to remind you, if you've been injured in an accident, not if you tore your ACL when one of your fellow wide receivers was ill and wasn't able to play and you weren't supposed to play in the game, there's only one call to make. Grubel Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. David, avid listener to the show. Didn't get him on the Boldathon, which was a little disappointing, but he's got a lot going on.
Tough one.
He's got a lot of cases to win, and you don't pay until they win. Again, go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. And then that number again, for that one call, that's all you got to make. That's all. 414-276-6666. All right, so I gave James in the YouTube comments a little bit of a hard time, but let's make sure we have our facts right. Christian Watson played in 15 games last season. They went down to the Badger Sports Performance at UW-Madison, and they figured out the hamstring riddle. He had a career high for receiving yardage, and then he does suffer the ACL, which, as you well know, Tausch, unfortunately, you did not fail to do your requisite work to prevent an ACL. That stuff just happens. That is not a soft tissue injury where you weren't stretching or you weren't hydrating or whatever else. So, but you said this earlier because it perked my ears. There were negative responses to this that you saw. Does that surprise you? Because maybe I'm blinded because I like Christian Watson and I like the kind of dude he is, that he's not, as eloquently pointed out by Matt in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments, he's not a turd. But you said you saw negative responses to this. I don't get it.
No, you brought that up, and I was surprised. I have not looked. I don't have YouTube. I can't pull up those.
No, not the YouTube comments. You said when we were talking about it at the start of the show that you saw some negative response to the Christian Watson signing. I don't see why people would be negative about him.
Yeah, I don't either. I think there were some technical glitches. Maybe I said that we could check the tape, but I don't understand why anyone would feel that way, outside of the fact that, you know, at some point you do get, you are who you are, and Christian Watson has had injury issues. There's no doubt about that. Is it as much as people say? I'm glad you just pointed out 15 out of 17, because had you not, I would have just taken old boy's word for it and said, well, he hadn't even played up. There's not been one season he hadn't played more games than he didn't. His potential is awesome. His production when he's been on the field and healthy has been pretty good. I just go back to his rookie season with Aaron Rodgers, and he did things that Randy Moss did.
Right.
That's pretty good company when you're a wide receiver. So I know there's frustration amongst fans that, you know, he has been unable to, but has been able to stay healthy. But I thought last season, the way he stood up and led that room through a lot of turmoil, a lot of young players, a lot of guys want to eat, a lot of egos need to be fed, and Christian Watson stepped back. I felt like he was the only guy that really didn't need that. And he's probably the guy that was most interested in needing it from a financial standpoint and from something else, him and Romeo. So I love the way he carried himself last season. And all of that's great. Like, it's always great when you're great in a community and you're great. But the dude's a difference maker when he's out there. People have to play coverages differently. How he recovers from this ACL, everybody is raved about it. Goody, LaFleur, doesn't matter who you talk to. And when he's healthy, he is a long, fast dynamic player. And you don't find a lot of those guys out there. So if this is what it is, and it's a one-year deal, and it gives him a little bit of security that, you know, if things go south again, he's okay. If he doesn't need to feel rushed to get back out there, he can be a part of something that could be very special this season. And then you have him next year for, in the receiver world, a third. You know, he's a he's basically a third wideout as far as the payment goes. I don't understand why anybody would be irritated by it. And we don't even know if that money's guaranteed. We don't know any of the details yet, how much of the 13 is guaranteed next year. So I just don't think there's a downside on either side of this. And I would bet that by the end of this season, if he can come back, he will be a difference maker, and he will get a lot of playing time to finish this season out, would be my guess.
We got to get to Homer, but we can't do that until Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance.
And American Family Insurance, a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump. And since 1927, they've been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection, all so that you're free to enjoy your dreams. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Steve, the Homer True, who has declared after one game, I don't know if you were on Green Bay game night when this was said or not, the division's over. One game in. We'll ask him about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Division's over. I will be shocked if the Packers don't win the division. Is that an overreaction? No. That's the result of watching this game. And the players the Packers have. And how did anything weird happen in this game? They didn't really have any offense in the second half, and they still won 27-6.
You know what that voice is, and you know what that music means. One game in, the declaration has been set forth. Division's over, says Steve the Homer True.
So,
good morning.
Before Homer says, do you believe that? Do you believe what Homer said is going to be what happens?
As is usually the case with Stephen and I, he chooses different verbiage than I would. I would not say the division's over. Do I think the Packers are going to win the division? I do.
So, yes, you do. So, aren't you guys both saying the same things, but the veteran of this industry is a little bolder? Homer actually admitted on air on our Green Bay game night, he's not doing the 0-100% anymore, which
what?
I was so excited about. Yeah, yeah. Home slice. Aren't you and Jason? You and Jason are saying the same things. You're just doing it bolder, no?
I think that's a legitimate position. If you believe they're going to win the division, you're with me. The reason I say these things is it's important to understand how good they are. So if, in fact, they don't win it, you have a reason to be shocked, disappointed, upset, because they are that solid a favorite. And to not fully understand how good they are or can be for the course of the season is just, I don't know why people won't do it like they're scared. Surely, as we learned,
they don't want to jinx. What?
Lots of things can happen.
There's
a lot of stuff.
I hate this jinx stuff. That I don't know who started that.
I know you do.
That is just so stupid. It's just stupid.
It's been around for a while. Not talking to pitchers, throwing no hitters.
You asked a question. I just gave you an answer. That's all. I didn't disagree.
So Homer, my question for you, and again,
yes.
As we have.
By the way, can I say one more thing?
Of course,
they can
you can.
Lose the next two games, and I don't care. I will have the same opinion if they lose the next two games.
I don't want them. No, I would disagree.
I don't want them to.
Both. You lose one.
Sure you can. Sure you can. Go back in 96, as great as that team was, historically good, and go back and look at the point in that season where you had reason to wonder, as great as they were.
Yeah.
Wondering does not take away the greatness of a team. And that's what would happen if they lost two in a row. People would be wondering, and I'd be like, calm down. So,
Homer, I think the comps to 96, I think defensively, I mean, is it early? Absolutely. Do I feel as strongly as I said on Sunday? Yeah. I think this group has the chance to be as good as that group. That sounds crazy, but I believe that. But the part
that's
we're getting out
nicely
and kind
done.
Of forget. What?
That's a homer. I don't think they can average the giving up the number of points that that team did. But, again, it depends also on the league. You can't look at compare the numbers. You have to compare to the
no, it's a feel. It's a
league.
Position and a vibe. Yep.
Yeah. Good. A position and a vibe. I like that. Nice.
Yeah.
I love
but
it.
They're not
going to
probably
along.
Give up the same amount of points, but you know when you have a special defense. And I think the Packers defense was in 96 was looked at in a very high light.
Right.
But
you
there
got an
was
NFL
still.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
right?
That's what
you got
I was
an NFL Hall of Famer. Parsons.
Yep.
All right, you got a. He's already in the Packer Hall of Fame. Cooper. So I mean,
don't
then you got,
start.
You
We're
got
going a, so well. No one's walking down Oneida Street here. We're just going to
hey,
keep rolling.
I want to change that. It's as difficult as him hitting the cereal bowl with his milk when he has cereal in the morning.
All right. So here's the one issue that I have with you. Well, yeah. on this specific topic.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you believe that the Detroit Lions are who we saw on Sunday, or are you willing to allow for the fact that they have a lot of really good players on their football team, and they have two new coordinators, and neither one of those coordinators had a particularly good day, but that they could be appreciably better by the time they face each other again on Thanksgiving? Because my issue with your the division's over is that I Tausch talks about nut whack. These guys aren't NFL champions, Super Bowl champions. They are two-time defending division champions, which I know we don't hang division banners. But I do think we need to be a little bit careful about underestimating the Lions, given the talent they have and the fact that it's going to take a little while for these guys that are the new coordinators to get their sea legs. Their offense was clearly, remember, their offense last year with Ben Johnson running it was number one in the league in scoring, averaging 33.2 points per game, and number two in total offense, averaging 409.2 yards per game. They looked nothing like that group yesterday or Sunday. And so I do think it's important to at least allow for the possibility that by the time we get to Thanksgiving, no Frosh play until Thanksgiving Day, no question that the Lions will be different by Thanksgiving. Would you allow for that, or do you stand by your proclamation?
Well, I didn't say anything about how the Lions are. I didn't say by how many games
division's over.
Win the division. Okay, they're going to win the division. There's no. I checked. You don't have to win by five games. I didn't say they're going to. Okay, first of all, yes, they will be better. But let me ask
you got to win. Hey, Homer, you have to win by one if you don't have the tiebreaker like the Brewers and the Cubs.
That's correct, yes. The Brewers are up by whatever they are, but they have to win by one game. That I do not, but we don't know if that's the case in the division. But if it does become the case, I will make sure to be the first to present it. I do have one question about the Lions. Will Ben Johnson be back before the year's over?
To Detroit?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Will he be back?
Come on. Come
so
on.
So there is a – that is the biggest thing regarding their offense. And it, as much as everything else, will prevent them from being anywhere near as good. The other thing about the Packer game is there's no way that the Lions or their head coach thought the Packers were capable of playing that tough.
I agree with that. They did not, they could not run the football at all. And in the past, they ran the football at an incredibly high level against this defense. But this isn't that defense. So I think the Ben Johnson component, I think it's more you lost your center. You got a lot of new guys playing inside at guards. Like, it is much more about getting those guys up to speed than it is about Ben Johnson to me at this point. Now, could it be that it's going to be, well, Ben Johnson was everything? That will tell itself probably by Halloween. We'll have a good idea. But you're right. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions did not think that they thought they had been the bullies. I still haven't seen my Scott Farkas up, which is, I think that's a whole nother conversation. We have been bullied by the Detroit Lions, and I don't think anyone over there thought that the Green Bay Packers would ever bully ball back the Detroit Lions. And it happened, and it happened bigly, and that, I think, is what rattled the cages of Detroit more than anything else.
Well, I think Campbell thought that if they lost, he would be able to say, but they did this, but they did that. Now, look, I mean, they're a good team, so they did it. He has no but. They beat the Lions playing Lions football.
I like that line. You're not lying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, man, this is fun. Man. They're good.
It's great when you two are kumbaya.
Let's roll the ball out and play. We lose. You know what? Let's roll it out again next week and do it again.
Yeah.
Homer, how much of this about your feeling about the division's over is based on the Micah Parsons effect, do you think?
Yes. It's everything.
Well, everything.
Really
of course
good.
You would say everything. I think
lot.
It's probably
less than
everything.
Because it elevates the
everything.
Level of the team. I mean, come on.
I just,
it's
I can't get my head wrapped around.
I'm not
around.
Even bringing up all the, because I don't know how nice he is. I don't know how happy he is, all the kind of stuff. I mean, there are ups and downs about it. But he's a really good player. Uh-huh. He makes the team much better.
Mm-hmm. I can't get my head wrapped around
I know,
why
it,
Dallas
it
would do that.
It doesn't have to be analyzed any more than that. Mm-hmm. He can be the biggest jerk in the world, and he still is a really good player.
No, I think – let me rephrase the question because clearly I didn't do a good enough job. Because, yes, he is a fabulous player. I did want to bring this up to Tausch because I'm curious if he sees it through the same lens. Someone made the comment when we were doing our little WBAY TV show up here that they've never seen anyone get to the quarterback faster during their time covering the Packers, even faster than Clay Matthews. I felt
Reggie
we were a little pommy.
Reggie, you could have a player right between Reggie Wright and the quarterback, and you just threw him out of the way. Nobody got to the quarterback better than
But that's not
anyway.
What they, that's
on.
Not what they asked. Who is more explosive and athletic? Oh, I mean, Micah's
No. This is not about who wins a 100-yard dash. Nobody.
Well, that's what he just said. Who's fastest to the quarterback is what he
well,
just
fast.
Said.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fast so we're that's all right.
But
all right,
not
right,
if, right, hold on, only in certain situations. Not if the guy's right in front of him. Reggie White's faster than him if the guy's right in front.
Because he does the hump move and the guy goes flying.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, do the hump, the hump. Oh, baby, do the hump, the hump. Yep.
Thank you, Digital Underground Tausch. My question was going to be, you're right. Okay. He is a fabulous player. He is a freak is the word that LaFleur keeps using, and he's right. I'm talking about the other effects beyond his actual play. Because, and I brought this up to Tausch earlier, this running to the ball stuff, which we've heard ever since Jeff Hafley got here, we've heard it from other defensive coordinators. All defensive coordinators want 11 hats running to the football. But Jeff Hafley was convinced that it was, now maybe he's being a little pommy, prisoner of the moment-y, but he was convinced it was better than he'd ever seen it on tape. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm talking about a belief now in this team. Like, I think the defense thought they were pretty damn good before they traded for Micah Parsons. Now, I think they think they're invincible. That's what I think. Okay. I think the offense felt like, hey, we're good. We're going to win a bunch of games, and we got a lot of weapons. Now they think, hey, not only are we good, but if we have a drive where we don't go anywhere or our quarterback turns it over, our defense is going to get the ball right back to us. I just think there is, being around the players since the trade happened, and especially yesterday, like that locker room, man, they're feeling it.
Buzzing.
They are feeling awesome. Themselves right now. And that's more what I'm talking about the Parsons effect, Homer.
Yeah, and this is the same way as a coach. When people bring that up as being a big mental thing, that to me is all crap and always has been.
Thank you.
The reason those people feel more confident is because people are going to play them differently. I can go to the ball when there's nobody between me and the ball easier than when there's somebody who just kicked my butt and knocked me back. There is a benefit. But the biggest benefit is on the field, the benefit of the talent and how that changes how people play you with no input on the mental part of it whatsoever. That exists, but it is and has been always vastly overrated. Their job is easier because their teams are going to play them differently with him on the field. That's the biggest edge. 80%. Mm. I'll give you 20% of we think we're better and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. Tell us you got anything else?
People run with it. They'll love with it. They love to hear
I feel
that
like
stuff.
I got poo-pooed there. I'm not going to pout.
Totally. How so?
But I feel like we just basically said that the vibe that I got from this team was nonsense, and it doesn't matter.
No, so Homer's
no,
always, you know, Homer's always nuts and
playing
bolts.
Playing and ability, not on in their head. Like, they can run to the ball better and will because there aren't people in the way. They're a better defense. Harder to stop. Harder to prevent. Teams have to figure out what to do. Some of their young players can get better, but more than anything, you know, how does a defense, do they have to deal with Aaron Rodgers? Did Aaron Rodgers make everybody better? Yes. Because mentally they felt better? No. Because teams had to play them different. It made their job a little easier because he was that good and that dominant.
Okay.
Well, you can disagree. You, Taus, you played.
The was reason everybody's so jacked
Barber,
up.
Was it, was it his ability that made your job easier because of what he could do and the difficulty he prevented on defense? Don't tell me I'm wrong.
It's
that's fine.
It's the ability. It's the ability of what they can do and understanding that he can erase things. He is a dynamic playmaker. That's why you chase and get players of that ilk, because everybody else sees it and feels it and knows their job is going to be easier and they're going to help you win a lot of games. That's why having that franchise quarterback is always so critical. And when you have a game-tilting, game-changing player on defense, the same thing applies. That's why everybody's so excited. It's not because he's a great dude or anything else. It's because everybody in that locker room knows, wow, we just went from here to here. I guess you can't hear that. It goes from here, from
Jason,
6 to 10.
Jason, how do you feel about that?
Look, there's no question that Micah Parsons would not be having this effect if he wasn't a really, really good player. I feel like maybe we're splitting hairs that I wasn't intending us to split here. Obviously, the biggest part of it is that the guy is a field-tilting player. But I'm just telling you, they have had field-tilting players before. They didn't come in the way that Micah Parsons did either. Like, some of them were homegrown, right? I mean, look, there were guys that felt really good about having Clay Matthews on the field because he did draw more attention. He gave guys like Cullen Jenkins opportunities. I'm not questioning that. But this has given the players, from my perspective of being around them, a shot in the arm of confidence and swagger that wasn't there, even though they felt like they were already a good team before they got him.
Yes.
And is that because he's a great player? Of course it is.
Yes.
But but that attitude and that confidence, I would argue, does matter. It does. And because now when things go crappy in a game, you're going to sit there and go, well, we can do this. Right? We could turn this around. Whereas maybe if you don't have that belief in some of the guys you have that you're running out there, okay, maybe this isn't going to go our way. It just feels different in there. And I don't think that's a figment of my imagination.
I think it's because there's a part here of everybody is shocked that this occurred. And I'm sure that creates a level of anything's possible. Because everybody in that locker room would say, if they were honest, there's no way they believe this would happen. There's no way they believed that he was going to be on the team. So
no,
I can
true.
See how that does. Like, dude, anything's possible. Or that, I think, does create a, I'll defer to Tausch, where, you know, we got Reggie White. No one thought he was coming to Green Bay. So that... Yeah, I mean, I still don't believe it even today. Now I heard a story that said the Eagles were interested or something, and they were offered more or something. I don't know if, how long it took for other teams to be mentioned. But anyway, yeah, I mean, everybody, I think that's, they said the Packers, the crowd was louder. I don't know who said that. And I go, yeah, because there's a euphoria, like, you know, this is unbelievable. And how
That's
does
the...
that not create the belief that maybe something unbelievable could happen this season? Something has already occurred that would be more surprising than winning the Super Bowl. Winning the Super Bowl had a better chance of occurring, quote me on this, than Parsons coming to the Green Bay Packers. Check the odds.
Yeah. Euphoria is the perfect word there. All right, Homer, before we let you go, Cubs within 6.5 games of the Brewers. What do we have left? 20 games? Less than 20 games? Do you have any absolute statements you'd like to make about the Milwaukee Brewers?
No, but I'm very comfortable that they'll get the top seed, maybe second. I don't know. I actually haven't watched it that closely. I'm comfortable and very comfortable with their manager to be able to address the ups and downs that could occur. And of course, I'm the one who realizes they got to win by one. They can't be tied. Yeah, so they're one game less up than these people think. But I don't want to focus on that. But I'm not ready to make that clarification. It's over. But I probably should. So I feel like I might be getting soft.
Think about it. Hey, take a beat. Think about it, and then go ahead and do it.
I mean, I would say
have some dinner with Nancy. Grab a meal.
I would say it's over. They're going to be first or second seed in the National League. I mean, the division is over.
Okay.
That's done. So now right. We're just
They've
discussing.
Got 3.5 game lead on
the
Phillies for the best record.
We have the tiebreaker versus Philly.
Yep.
We got
plus
the tiebreaker versus
yes, sir,
Philly.
You're
right. Nicely
Homer.
Done. Good. Bye.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later today.
Bye.
Tausch, we deal in absolutes a lot around here. You absolutely love Prize Picks almost as much as Marshawn Lynch does, I think.
Every day we make decisions. You know what? It's fun to be right because when you are right, you can get paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it is good to be right and it is simple to play. Pick more or less 2 to 6 player stat projections. Just saw Travis Kelce, I think Jesse had mentioned. 0.5 receiving yards. You always got some fun little things on Prize Picks to get you started. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. Prize Picks also offers injury reboot. So if one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. It is the best way to cash in on the football season. Make your sports opinions. Hey, you have a strong conviction about something. You think that something's going to happen. You feel good about it. Put it down and you can make some cash. Download the app today. Use code WI. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hump. The Humpty Dance. Here's your chance to do the hump. Everybody.
Do the Humpty
Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Circulating. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Do the Humpty
Hump. I'm doing the Humpty Hump. Doing, 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 doing the Humpty Hump.
Ah, the Humpty Hump.
Oh, babe, do the hump, the hump.
We've heard Tausch as Eminem. I can't wait to hear him as Digital Underground someday when we bring back musical headlines. Tausch, again, Homer is Homer. We get that. Are you confident that the Green Bay Packers, after one game, uno, are winning the NFC North?
Yeah. Now, I'm not. So here's the deal, and this won't surprise you. There are always things that come into play. I would not throw a 100% on it like Homer, and I don't even think Homer did. But the odds tell you that that's the case, and it swung violently since Micah and then since you beat the Detroit Lions. I believe Detroit will figure things out and be better. I also believe Green Bay, with the addition of Micah Parsons, is just going to be a lot different on defense.
Yeah.
And with Edgerrin Cooper. And what we saw, this wasn't some, you said fluke, this wasn't some anomaly. This is going to be the style of play that they play.
I agree.
And will people adjust and figure ways out? You can adjust to a lot of things. You know what you can adjust to?
Speed.
Smacking in the mouth and speed. You can't adjust. You could try all these different things, but I think the only way somebody is going to be able to move the football effectively is if they have a really good offensive line that can pound you. And then that will set up some play action. If you're going to live third and six plus against this defense, you're going to struggle.
You're cooked.
And all that right. Is a great place to be as a defense.
All right, we got a lot of things in the 11 o'clock hour, including Woe Hunter. If there's not anything related to Gerald Ford or the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to be very disappointed. And we have double trivia.
There will be one of those. I can promise you that.
Oh, okay.
Double trivia as well, as Hunter Vaughn is our cousin sub of the day for Jesse. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Do we have one of those signs, you know, like they have at factories and stuff, you know, 742 days without an incident, without a OSHA violation or whatever it might be? Do we have one for X number of days all three of the principal members of the program have been on it? Do we have one of those signs? There's no real point to having one, right?
Yeah, I think we don't currently, but I think that's something we could work on as a team to get made, because it's getting a little excessive for you guys here.
Jesse's a little under the weather, so we look forward to he's got to rest his voice for all the other shows he does, so that's important. I was hoping we would get an "I feel fantastic" from him.
I just
today,
wonder, was there a volleyball game last night?
There was. And
did he work it?
He did. He sounded fine.
Okay.
He may or may not have, quote, gone down to a restaurant and bar for one with one of our other teammates, Corey Sparks. I left and did not go down for one. So
boy.
Who knows if there were multiple had, but he may have done this to himself.
Oh, boy.
Very interesting.
That is
a lot of Jesse's. Listen, I think we all know that there's days off and people are busy. It's always interesting when it's a late drop.
Uh-huh.
And there's a volleyball game.
You're not saying, you're just saying.
I ain't doing anything.
I'm just sharing facts with everyone. They can make their own conclusions.
Hunter Vaughn. All right, well, we're happy to have Hunter as our cousin sub of the day. We'll get to the 11 o'clock hour forthwith. But after, I tell you to tune into the Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary, hear about the true origins of Bucks and Six, and more. For Behind the Bucks, you can find it on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.